Okay, let's get the meeting back on order. We started the meeting at 6:00. We had a hearing for the Friends of North Country on the closeout of the grant we got for home renewal. So let's get back into it. We're gonna skip the highway. Hopefully Chris is just gonna be late, so. Library, anything on the library here?
Everything's going well. We just had a party over at the senior home. Steve, we moved over. We had about 45 people there through the, and that was sponsored by the LTC, the Libraries Transforming Communities Grant.
Okay.
So that was a big thing. We're still having our craft days, still having toddler Tuesdays, still having, hanging out for the older kids on Thursdays and Saturdays, game days on Saturdays. So we're just.
Busy, busy.
Busy, busy, busy.
Good. Good to hear. Okay. Alrighty. Thank you. Dog control.
Not a whole lot going on. $25 for another dog that was adopted out of our Bangor shelter.
Okay.
Been pretty quiet other than the complaints and stuff about the dogs.
Okay, alright. And we just renewed the contract with them for this coming year, so it should be good. Okay, good.
Yeah, she does this good, so.
Works out very well.
Good, good deal. Glad to hear it. Okay, thank you. Beautification. Anybody here in beautification? No? Okay, anyway. Okay. Alright, youth program. One on the youth. Basketball?
Yeah, basketball's started a couple weeks in.
All good. Okay. Town historian's not here. Fire department. Fire department report for January. They had 8 calls, 4 in the town, 4 mutual aid. Two house fires, 2 motor vehicle accidents, 2 medical assists, and 2 searches for people in the woods. And it was submitted by Todd Gumlaw, the fire chief. Assessor's not here. EMS. I have the report from EMS, but I forgot to print it out. Okay. Court. Code enforcement, no code enforcement. Cemetery, no Vicky on the cemeteries. They're pretty much closed down, so not too much going on in cemeteries. So. Old business. Anybody got anything on their old business? The only thing we got is the salt shed. We've been talking about. We've got 2 proposals. One proposal is.
Chris is here, so we need a little bit more input from him on this.
Yeah, he'll be here shortly, so.
On the table until he gets here.
He's on his way. We can discuss it a little bit. We're talking about it. Get things rolling. We got the 2 bids. First one is $725,789. And then the other one was $687,174. One is a Calhoun building. It's cement walls with a rounded roof with a. Guy was here last month.
It's a fiber panel roof with, and they're individual panels on the back on the roof, so.
Right.
You don't have to replace the whole thing.
Something does happen to one, you know.
That's the one big plus with that one there.
Yeah. The other one also has a tarp roof also. That one's kind of a, I don't know, it's not rounded like this one. It's kind of a. So They're both, one is, the one with the round roof is 200 by 75, and then the other one is 80 by 200. So they're pretty much the same length and same width, a little bit wider. But I think the rounded roof is gonna give them a little bit more capacity to stack it a little higher.
So Jeff, on this one from Eagle, it says that the owner is responsible to prepare the site.
Right.
And that doesn't subtract anything from the total that they gave us.
Right.
But the other one does, correct?
No, the other one doesn't. Our portion of the money is gonna be put toward us preparing the lot and helping them dig the foundation and stuff. So that's gonna be our portion of the...
For the match for the...
Right, right. Which, we've got a $500,000 grant to put toward this building, and then whatever's left, the town has to come up with. So, but we can use our labor as part of our portion of the money to put into it, so. So, you know, preparing the site and then digging the holes for foundation, help cementing it. That's all stuff we can use our labor to help offset the price somewhat.
Both those roofs, Jeff, come with warranty? They have warranty on those?
Yes. 25 years on the rounded roof, and don't really...
I'm not sure on the magnet.
Yeah, the Eagle one doesn't really say anything about a warranty. Chris, we're talking about the salt shed.
I forgot about the new start there.
Did the second quote that you emailed over, so did he say anything about a warranty?
No.
So you see, the Calhoun one's got a 25-year warranty on the fabric.
I believe they're pretty close to being the same, but I've asked for better numbers from that Eagle Associates. Still haven't gotten anything. That's pretty plain compared to
what
I just did.
Right. Right. So what is your preference on that? Or do you have one? I mean, size-wise, I think we're looking at pretty close to the same thing. They're 80 foot wide versus 75 on the Calhoun. But then you got the rounded roof instead of the peaked. So I think you could stack a little more on the rounded one. But
I made some notes too on the on the hybrid. That was the Calhoun. I think 25 on the fabric was right when I wrote down 50 years on the structure. I think I wrote that down when he was here giving the presentation. I didn't see it in the...
Well, I had this 25 on the fabric, not the building.
You saw it on the building's 25 years left.
Right. Well, the cement is going to be kind of determined on how much it gets beat up, you know, hitting with the loader and all that stuff. But what I liked about this Calhoun one was the sidewalls are in sections, so if one does get broken, you can take that out and replace just that one. I don't have a lot of information on this other foundation, how that's, it looks like it's in sections also, but I don't know. See, the one on the Eagle one, looks like the foundation is all, it's all one piece. When I say one piece, I mean the sections are all one piece, or like the Calhoun one, there's a footer poured, and then it's bolted right to the footer. Where the other one looks like they're just setting on the setting flat on the ground. But it's hard to tell by the picture, but. Salt shed.
The Calhoun is what, 5 feet narrower? No, eight feet.
8 feet, yeah. 8 feet narrower.
Now, the size of that, Chris, is that going to be enough as far as?
Claim it's going to be, according to their square footage. And
what you've been putting up?
Especially for this year.
Well, yeah.
We've been very lucky, but
this is a.
We've actually used, the last 3 to 5 years, we've used considerable, 150 loads less, at least 100.
Yeah.
This year's exceptional, but.
Right.
We've been mixing it a little stronger than we had years past, and it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
We're doing half the trips that we used to do. We're doing everything in one load instead of two loads. So far it's working. The building will help because we can put some, we ain't had the extreme cold, but
right.
You can put some with very little sand in or salt in it.
Yeah.
For the real cold days, and you don't want it to melt. We got a couple of them, but.
Added that you need it, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I don't know. I'll make a motion that the town goes with the Calhoun building. I think that's going to be our better.
I think so.
Is there a second on that motion, or?
I'll second.
Ryan?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, what else you got, Chris?
I got to think about the amount of, it's going to take 2 years to get a new plow truck.
Yep.
Do we take the step and get that started? The red truck that we got in the state, we're going to finish this year with the frames real weak. We've been having to shake, we've been trying to figure it out with tires, and well, we were going through the yard with it the other day, and it just happened that was outside, and you can see it flexing in the middle.
Mm-hmm. No, I say we put it on order, because
it's going to take 2 years to get it.
Almost 2 years.
Now, if we put that on order now, are we going to get locked in on the price? Is that something?
That's what they claim. Sign a commitment letter, it's good. The price is good.
Yeah, that's the thing I'd be wanting to make sure of, that we're, you know,
where
we lock in.
We quote it out and see, or you want to go back to Peterbilt, or you happy with the Peterbilt?
Yeah, we'll put it up a bit to see, as long as there ain't crazy price difference.
Right. Okay, yeah.
No matter what we get.
Yeah, well, let's get her, get her specced out and bid it then. Yep.
Started getting, I don't see Ryan yet, but specs, we gotta do something for a road truck more. At least, mm-hmm. Maybe skip the tractor for this year, but gotta have them on.
Mm-hmm. Back it out and see
before
we come up with.
You gotta get it going.
Right, yeah. Yeah, spring into here for you know what. What went on up there this morning with them fire alarms?
actually a nice test.
Yeah.
But one of the sensors were bad.
That one was?
Changed. I picked it up at my meeting this afternoon in Plattsburgh. When I got done, I picked it up, changed it, everything's reset.
Okay.
But it was...
Good. Good deal.
No issues, just the malfunction.
Okay. I kind of figured that was...
At least it's working.
Kind of a problem.
Yeah.
Doing what it's supposed to anyway.
Now,
that's,
yeah, now your gate, is that locked?
No.
It's not?
I haven't been.
So something happens and you're not around, the fire department get in there?
We gotta fix the plates. They're getting rotten. The gate hangs too.
Mm-hmm.
During the summer when there's more traffic, but I haven't been closing.
Not now.
I ain't had any issues
right.
Since we started locking fuel. And
mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I just kind of crossed my mind this morning when that went on. Fire department, get in there, especially if you're not around.
I thought I'd get there quick enough, but
we have ways.
I thought I'd beat him. I didn't want to call too early.
All right.
Because when I got, as soon as I walked in, it said that one sensor, and we'd had trouble with that one before, but mm-hmm. Do the walk around, make sure.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Cutting trees. Putting signs up.
Okay.
Weather stays good, we're gonna start ditching.
Okay. Okay.
Got a lot to do.
Depot Street there too, there's a pretty good drop off there on the side of the road, about where that accident was. Just take a look, the next time you're down there, drive around there and take a look. I don't know if it's possible to cut some of that brush on that curve. Just kind of, check it out. A blind curve there.
You're gonna have to do some. Some of them are starting to hit the trucks and the buses.
That's what I mean.
Hate to take anybody's trees, but.
Well, that. They just keep growing. Also, I guess as long as we're on that, I met with Peter Hager from the ACS office, and he's putting in a grant to take down all these dead ash trees side the road. Town of Moores, Town of Champlain, Village of Champlain, and the Village of Ross's Point. This is the only one that's going to take care of it. He originally wanted to get the grant to take them down and then have the town help take them down and chip them and stuff, but he changed his mind and he's putting a grant in to hire somebody to come, a tree company to come in, take them all down. And I forget how many he said, three or four hundred trees, I guess, between the thing. And actually, what they're going to do if the landowner's not. Even if it's not a dead tree, they're going to take it down because eventually it's going to die. And they're worried about hazards of them falling on the road. And really, they're only going to do the right of way, pretty much.
Yeah.
But if one's close and the landowner is fine with it, they might take it down. But and then also, that meeting we had with them, what they're going to do is the wood that they're going to take, we're going to have to find a place where they can put it and then give it to some low-income people that are need it for firewood instead of chipping it all.
Because it's going to be, like in the village, where the foot traffic is first.
Mm-hmm, right.
And
right, they'll get the worst ones first that are already dead.
The walkability.
Yeah. But the only problem with this is he had to have the grant in by the end of January.
Yeah.
And they'll probably won't hear till July or August, and he said it'll probably be next spring before they get a contractor for this. It'll probably be a year before that takes effect, but it's in the works. And the only reason why they're doing Moores, Champlain, Ross Point, and Village Champlain was because they can get the grant money because we're considered a low-income community, is why they're doing so. And they're not going to do any state roads, just the county and the town. What he told us at the meeting, anyways. So that's it on the trees.
Anything to help?
Yes, yes. And I kind of like the idea of them hiring somebody to do it. You guys got plenty of work to do. You don't need to be worried about dropping them on somebody's house.
The biggest thing is the houses or lawyers or,
yep.
And you can't work with NYSEG anymore.
Right, right. So they'll take care of that, so, okay. Okay. Anything else, Chris?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Do we need to give them, make a motion to approve the going ahead with the ordering of the truck? Or is that something?
Well, we're not gonna order, yeah, we're just gonna get quotes.
We're gonna get the quotes on it.
Yep, close the next meeting, we'll vote on it and decide where we're gonna, so, yep. If you need a hand with that, Chris, let me know. I can help you out with it. Okay. All right. So, okay. Art, we already did library, but can you just come in?
I guess I gotta apologize again.
Well, I don't know if you know, I don't think you were here last meeting.
I had no idea, we started at 6:30.
Yeah, so, we'll forgive you this time.
And I missed the December meeting, I totally forgot about it. And last month I had COVID, so I had no idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, things are really going great at the library. And as usual, we're so grateful for the snow plowing and the sidewalk clearing, everything, that's really going great. And libraries now have to give a community report every year. They started a year or two ago, and we did one last year. We're basing ours on the annual report that we do for the state. And Norma's with us tonight, but they've been working on the annual report for the state, and it's going to give us a little summary of, you know, the real report's going to be coming out in April, but we're going to get a little summary on that, you know, to begin with. A couple other things I can think of. I stopped by at the Plattsburgh Library today, and I picked up some hard copies of tax forms, and I'm going to leave 3-4 copies at the library. People can pick them up if they're interested in that hard copy. They don't send them to libraries like they used to, so.
Okay.
But Plattsburgh still gets them, so I get them from there and I put them in our library. So, we have a few of those. And I think Norma is going to give us a little summary and whatever of what's going on. I think one of the other big things that's been happening is, I see Steve is here, but we're working with the senior housing and doing the grant, a big grant with them. And so far that's going really good. So we're doing a lot. We hope over the next 3 months we're, a lot more is going to be happening there. What we're doing is sort of like an outreach for the library, mm-hmm. with the senior housing, including we have a bookshelf there, and we're going to trade books in and out, and they can just get them right there. They don't have to go to the library, amongst other things.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll turn it over to Norma.
Okay.
Well, I don't have a 60-page report, you know, that we normally do for the state, but I'll give you a caption, a few, and I think Lisa is here, and the other co-director is Stacy Rose. There are three of us doing the job of one director. And our goal at the beginning is to increase patron visits and the engagement of the community, and to have a place where people not only can learn, but to gather and make friends. Okay, and I think we did a good job of doing that. And to just to show you what the visits are like, in 2021 we had about 1,200. The year. Last year we had 2,800, and this year we had 5,400. And a lot of this is because we have, we have 100 new card holders. In other words, some new patrons coming in. And 600 of our borrowers are residents, and there are about 100 others, non-residents. Like I, for example, can borrow books from the Plattsburgh Library. You know, so there are outsiders who borrow our collection. our programs. We had 220 sessions of programs last year, and that's an average of 4 per week. Okay, and 123 of these are for children, which Lisa is running, and some Stacy as well. And Stacy does a lot of our collections. She takes care of our books and the purchasing and that. And I take care of most of the adult programs. And we have 97 programs for adults and for the general population. That's an average, I think. We have an average of about 13 per session because we had about 2,700 engagements for these programs. So if you average the whole year for each of these programs, we have an average of 13. And I think for the small town of Moores, it's a very good showing. It's a very good support. We added 588 items to our, these are books, audiobooks, DVDs, to our collection. So we have a total of over 17,000 items in our library. It's also this year that we have our new gazebo and our new storage shed, which cleared our community room for programming. So we have more space, and that space from one day to the next is being transformed. You know, we have this program tomorrow, so we move the tables around, and the next day we have the program for kids, you know, so we move things. So it keeps us busy, but again, that's engagement that we want. Our books or our collection and programs are mainly funded through grants that we have obtained last year, and we received about $39,000. You know, last year. And that's from Senior Planets, from the, we have several areas. But I think from Office of Child and Family Services, from the American Library Association, and Chapel Hill Foundation, and Adirondack Foundation, and the Classic Education Foundation. We have a lot of partnerships, and again, we partner with the homeschool groups. So they go and do programming. They have the hangout club, you know, where they can go and play games. And we also have, we partner with Moores Elementary so that children can go to their teachers and listen to a presentation of what the library has to offer. Again, Art mentioned the senior housing outreach. And again, that's also for a grant. And Lisa is there every Wednesday for community conversations. She will be sitting down there and do programming to speak with the residents. And one recent activity we had that was really fun was last Friday we held a Valentine, an early Valentine celebration. And there were 43 attendees. We had Mitch Roulette, and 101-year-old Dot was dancing. And that's really inspiring to see, you know, people having fun.
Jitterbug.
Okay, I think that's the caption of what we did last year. And again, for this January, or for the month of January, we had 20 program sessions. And 451 patron visits. At the senior housing, we have free Wi-Fi. Again, we have, we're looking forward, I think, to computer classes. Again, we kind of rested, you know, for the month of January and February. But we're also thinking ahead, we'll have yoga classes, I think, in the library. And I think there's a lot of interest in that. Lisa, anything I missed?
Nope, you did a really great job.
So that's what you do. It keeps us busy. Sometimes, you know, we want to hide and say, I don't want to do anything today. but it's been good. I think it's been exciting for the community. There's a lot of friendships that are being formed. And I think people are supporting each other. And people who otherwise don't know what to do at home, you know, during this long winter months, have a place to go, you know, and be with others and have coffee and conversations. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Old business. Anything else on old business?
Jeff, we discussed at previous meetings, and I wish Jason was here. The garbage issue right over here on Hemingford Road. There's rats. It's not getting better. In fact, the pile is growing. I don't know if Jason would have resources to be able to find out who has title to that property.
Right.
To find out if, you know, we got to do something. It just, we can't keep up. That's just getting out of control. And frankly, it's a health hazard.
And now it's starting on the porch, the front of the house.
My understanding was that it's in like pre-foreclosure, but.
Yeah, but did that foreclose down the bank owns it?
Bank owns it now?
They had an auction last month to try to sell it.
But why?
You could get. The bank should clean that up.
Yeah, they should be responsible.
So we need to calm that down. Is there still somebody living there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can it be foreclosed on if people live there?
They're squatting.
The bank doesn't come in and get them out. They stay there. They can't shut the power off. They're in
the okay.
But all right. I don't know if we need to get the health department involved.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's just not a good situation. Okay. I can't believe people are living in it.
Well, apparently they're contributing to it.
Well, yeah.
So it can't even bother them too much.
You get a hold of the bank and have them.
Yeah, I'll have to have Larry look it up and see who owns it. The bank is. We'll have to put pressure on the bank and get it cleaned up.
I mean, they must have property managers that go around to these places and.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll check on it and see. Okay. Anything else on rural business? New business. Under new business, I just talked about the ash tree, so that was the only new business I had. So.
New business or highway. The advocacy day for our chips
record
is March 6th.
Okay.
Roads for as many people to go
when
as
you
possible.
Mean those, I mean don't that's do the number, day. Just do the. Take your way for heavens. Okay.
Wednesday. Do those I think Wednesday, I'm not.
Do those last.
Hang on, I'm gouging back out here.
Wednesday.
March 6th, that is a Wednesday, yeah.
Either way.
See, what are you looking for? Governor's proposal is really ravenous.
There's nothing to do.
So we're looking for bodies to go down?
That's. Our normal bus trip, some make it, some don't, but we get to be beaten down at 4 o'clock.
4 a.m.?
Anybody that can? We'd like a number count because we're even willing to take anybody from town that wants to go.
What's the goal?
We pay for the bus. Last year there was, I think, 18 on a 56 passenger bus.
Yeah, I know the year I went, there wasn't a lot on there, so, but, okay.
Anybody that you know that's interested in going? Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We'll pass
it. If anybody can.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know, Chris.
Good old.
Might be able to work it out.
It's an all-day trip.
Meet with the legislators and, okay. That's, I mean, it's a good trip, you know, but a lot of walking, too.
A lot of walking. Yes, especially 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The bus took off and left us at the hotel. We had to walk. They do a meeting in the morning. We had to walk up.
Okay. Anything else under new business? Okay. Let's go do financials. Kelly, you're up.
I have a resolution for the end of year budget modification. Whereas a need has arisen where money in the 2023 budget for the accounts as listed have exceeded their original appropriation, and whereas the funds to cover the difference be made available as listed as per the secretary to the supervisor. So be it hereby resolved that the following funds be moved in the budget journal to the designated accounts. Move $1,610.33 $0.06 from contingency to assessor contractual, move $2,729 from contingency to town clerk contractual, move $65.34 to the highway administration, move $1,195.80 to IT services, move $7,697.57 from hospital medical to insurance, move $3,880 from hospital medical to unemployment, move $9,000 from workers' comp to clearance, demo, and rehab, move $865.09 from state retirement to garage fuel oil, move $5,640.14 from state retirement to sidewalks, modify veteran service to $1,543.82 to reflect money received for Hometown Heroes, and modify community beautification with $12,200 to reflect money received for Veterans Memorial Park, and then move $2,477.33 leftover beautification funds to beautification reserve fund.
Okay. Any discussion on those?
Yeah, if you take the money from the state retirement and put that over to sidewalks, how's this, that going to get reimbursed back to state retirement?
Well, it's what we do is when we set up the accounts, we kind of guesstimate on what's going to be needed. Mm-hmm. And that one there was over.
Okay.
So we can move the money. Mm-hmm. It's not like the highway department. If it's in the highway, it's got to stay in the highway. But these accounts are, it's tough when you do the budget, you kind of guess on what's, sometimes it goes more, sometimes it goes less, so that's pretty much what most of these are, to kind of balance them out.
Right, it zeroes out last year's accounting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, any other questions? Okay, I'll make a motion that these modifications be entered.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Carried. Thank you.
I have the resolution to accept the examination of court records, whereas Section 2019A of the Uniform Justice Court Act requires that town and village justices annually provide their court records and dockets to their respective town and village auditing boards to be examined and or audited and be entered into the minutes of the board's proceedings. Be it hereby resolved that as per Section 2019A of the Uniform Justice Court Act, the town of Moores justices shall annually provide to the town board their court records and or dockets for an audit whereby results shall be noted in the minutes of said town board.
Okay, and it'll be noted on record that the town court records are right here for the board to go over, look them over. So I'll make a motion that the board will review the records. And a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried.
So then after you review the records, we'll just accept the
yep.
review.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. And that was it, right?
Yep.
There you go. Okay. All right. Anything else? All right. So we'll get into the public comment. Yeah.
Can I go there?
Sure.
It's going to take me 5 minutes.
Okay.
And I gave everybody packets. So
yep.
I don't know if you had a chance to look at them.
Yep.
I have. Going on facts from 3 weeks ago, if something's changed in this, then I'm going to celebrate and have a party. So, okay. Hi, my name is Jennifer Jewett, and I'm a retired Air Force E-7 Master Sergeant and disabled veteran living in Champlain, New York. Today, dogs are used in many amazing ways. In the military, they serve as explosive ordnance dogs, dogs assigned to sniff for bombs and other explosives. Some protect our borders, working beside U.S. Customs agents, and others work in airports with TSA. Many protect our cities and towns as valued members of local and federal law enforcement teams, and many serve as guide dogs for the blind. Dogs are valued companions and loving pets, and it seems, if well-trained, they can do just about anything. Dogs truly are man's best friend. Unfortunately, New York State by law only requires that an owner provide a dog with food, shelter, and water. After that, it's entirely legal to leave a dog chained up in the freezing cold every single day and night, even if there's a blizzard. At the same time, it's legal to leave a dog tied out in 90-degree heat with 90% humidity. Tonight, I hope to convince you and your town to update your animal control laws to include laws on tethering, very much like other communities in New York State. Laws that make it illegal to chain dogs outside in conditions where it's considered dangerous for the dog. Laws that put a limit on the hours the dog is kept outside so as to prevent neglect. Tethered by definition means to tie an animal with a rope or chain so as to restrict its movement. I'm not as concerned about a dog tied out for a reasonable amount of time. I am, however, concerned about the dogs that become yard ornaments. They are tied up, neglected, and ignored. While the average person is kind to their dog, there are the 1-2% of dog owners that mistreat their pets and very badly. These are the owners that neglect their dogs by tying them out 24/7. These are the owners that we need to update our animal control laws in order to stop. Chaining is detrimental to a dog's health and well-being. In fact, it has been proven that an otherwise docile dog, when chained out for long periods of time, may become neurotic, unhappy, anxious, and often aggressive. The CDC has found that chained dogs are 2.8 times more likely to bite, and because of this can become dangerous animals. Not to mention that chained dogs often choke to death, are often attacked by predators, and commonly carry diseases from fleas and parasites they cannot escape. What made me start fighting for these changes? Like with any law change, it stems from a situation, a case so upsetting that it moves me to act. I consider not pointing any fingers tonight, but I'm going to call a spade. For me, it started with two very neglected and unlucky dogs living in your very own town of Moores, New York. These dogs have no life at all. They are chained up in the middle of a field, approximately 50 yards from a trailer and 50 yards apart. They live in solitude on a chain. I discovered these dogs back at the beginning of November, and a week later, after continuing to see them tied up, called your animal control officer. The animal control officer explained she's very aware of the dogs and that at least 20 people have called any complaints, but because they have food, shelter, and water, nothing can be done. I have watched these dogs live outside in horrifically cold weather through hurricane winds, snow, sleet, and freezing rain, day after day, all winter long, even when the temperatures drop down below zero. On any given day, you can drive by and see the German Shepherd tied up, living beside yard waste, surrounded by its own feces, standing on its doghouse to escape the cold under its feet, or see it laying on its rain-soaked frozen bed. The other dog never seems to come out of its doghouse. It's tucked away on a chain all alone, just trying to stay warm. How do I know the dogs live outside 24/7? One day I pulled in the yard and I asked the owners, and they openly admitted that the dogs live outside all the time. They explained the dogs are used to it because they have lived outside their entire lives. If you're not familiar with these dogs, I encourage you to drive east on Route 11 towards Champlain and look for them on the left. Tied up every single day, 2 miles past the turn in Moores. Once you notice them, you'll likely be as fired up as I am. Again, treating them this way is entirely legal under New York State law. That is, unless the laws are changed. So here I am asking you desperately for these dogs to update your town's animal control laws to include laws on tethering. I am requesting animal control law changes in all the surrounding neighboring towns, including Altona, Beekmantown, Champlain, which includes Rouse's Point, Chazy, Ellenburg, and Moores. I also plan to attend the Clinton County Legislature meeting on February 28th to request the same changes at the county level. While this may be one case, there are plenty more like it across Clinton County. I dropped off a fact-filled printed handout prior to my visit today. I hope you had a chance to look yours over. Inside the handout, you should see very disturbing photos of dogs chained up, some even frozen to death. One in an igloo doghouse that was supposed to be insulated enough to keep the dog warm. Next, the packet includes an impressively long list of communities nationwide where tethering is prohibited by law 100%. and another long list of communities that permit animals to be tethered, but only for a limited period of time when certain conditions are met. The handout also includes a list of U.S. states with dog laws that address tethering. Finally, on the last few pages, you will see copies of both the Essex County and Ulster County, New York dog tethering laws, two New York counties with countywide tethering laws currently in place. These counties serve as two precedents in New York examples for this type of change. Please keep in mind that Essex County is only 20 minutes south of Plattsburgh. Other New York communities with tether laws include Dutchess County, New York, Hempstead, New York, New York City, Niagara Falls, and North Hempstead, New York. All have very thorough and well-written dog laws that have one thing in common. The laws were designed to prevent endangering a dog when it is tied up, or in other words, tethered. I sincerely hope I have convinced you and your town to update your animal control laws to include laws on tethering. Laws similar to those in other communities in New York State and across the country. Please support rewriting your town's animal control laws to help these dogs, because at this point, no one else can. Thank you for your time and consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I was just wondering if he's made any decision about your managed service provider or something.
No, we haven't. We looked it over. Renee and I looked it over, and I don't have a problem with staying the way we are. I think it's a very good service. What's the rest of the board think? I think everybody was here except for Bobby Tyson when you hear when they did the presentation? Layer 8. I know they've been in our service for the last 3 years, service probably for the last 3 years, but.
I know from the previous, we had the presentation from,
National Business.
Yeah, they came in, did a presentation. It looked good, but I think later it came back with a basically sharpened pencil, and I think, as far as I'm concerned, I think we can just, I'd be happy staying with them.
I'll make a motion that we stay with Layer 8.
Second.
Now, was that a 3-year contract again, or?
I think it was.
Oh, so, yeah.
About 3 years.
Yeah, I believe it was too.
I know it's not on the front page. I think it was.
That's probably what we do for the 3 years.
Yeah. So I'll make a motion. Anybody want a second? Or?
Tyson did.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Carried. Okay. Thank you for reminding me. I forgot. Okay. Anybody else? Any comments? Todd?
Yeah, I just got one thing. I apologize for missing the new start time. For the fire department, our new truck is complete. I got approved one out Sunday. Monday they're going to do the final inspection on it, and it should be here next week sometime. Any Monday night in March, I invite the town board members and the taxpayers to come over to the fire department, see the new truck, see where your tax dollars are going for fire protection, meet some of the newer guys that we have.
And just to put a note on that, this truck was ordered in 2020 and paid for cash.
Paid cash.
In 2020.
And the price did go up after the contract.
Yeah, we've been fighting with them for, they're supposed to be paying us interest on our money since 2020. And I don't think we're getting much back because I think they're going to put it toward the increase. But I think we're going to make out, not great, but at least we'll have a brand new truck. And,
yeah.
But it's been since 2020 when we ordered this thing and paid cash for it. So we want to thank your fire department. They've done a great job on raising funds and keeping our tax dollars.
And that's another thing I'd like to recognize the board and everybody here. Last month, National Honor Society student or inductee, Tegan LaForest, did her community project. She put on a pancake dinner, breakfast here at the firehouse. She raised and donated to the fire department almost $4,000. That was her project for National Honor Society. Great, great young lady, very, very bright and intelligent. We greatly appreciate what she did for us. That basically pays for a set of gear, almost. We just ordered some new gear, and for those wondering what the price of that, to outfit one man from head to toe, that's helmet to boots, is roughly just over $4,000. I outfitted four new firemen at a cost of $16,393.
And the thing with this gear is, well, average life probably 10 years?
10 years. Depending on use, depending on the amount of fires that it goes into. One of the things we're looking at as well is getting a actual, it's called a gear extractor. It's like a big industrial washing machine that's made for turnout gear. That will extend the life a little bit, because after each fire it should be washed and decontaminated.
So it deserves it.
Yeah. So, like I said, the price of everything is going up. They're removing chemicals from the gear that were put in there that have been known to cause certain cancers. So with them removing that and putting in a different material or sealant, of course the price goes up. It's like everything else, the cost of trucks. Our next thing, we're looking at something with the 5,000 gallon tanker we have, for certain reasons. If we did anything, it'd have to be by July. I can't swallow spending $500,000 on a water truck. It's the price of those gone through the roof, with the emissions that are coming into effect in 2025. So
yeah,
we're gonna see what we can do with the cabin chassis we have now under that truck, and hopefully it'll benefit us. But everything's going good over there. We got a good crew. It took us a bit this morning to get out. I don't think anybody wanted to move this morning. I was trying to rush through my shower to get going, but thankfully we got guys out to take care of it all.
Okay.
Like I said, I invite you folks, any Monday night in March when we get the truck in service, feel free to come over and take a walk around and see where your tax dollars are at.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don.
No one else? Steven?
Are you going to do anything with the sidewalk, did you?
We're going to try. I'm pushing right now with the state to do something with this road right here. We got another manhole that's collapsing right here. All they seem to want to do is band-aid it. So I could put out an email to Mr. Jones and Mr. Steck and say, you know, we may be in the northern part of the state, but we're still a town here. You know, we deserve to get stuff taken care of.
Yeah, it's heavy traffic too.
They've been band-aiding this for the last 5 years. Every one of these manholes down here has been replaced.
Yes, exactly.
So. And you got a top seniors and other people that walk, especially in the summertime. And I know the seniors, they got to walk in the road path.
Yeah, well, we're gonna do something with the side trees. I don't know if we're gonna do much with the main street right now, because we do all new sidewalks and they come in and tear it up to replace the box culverts and stuff. It's kind of a useless thing to do. But if they at least give us a time frame when they're gonna do it, is what I don't know. So.
Hopefully going to do something particularly with Route 11 this summer. I mean, the road coming down, it's in pretty rough shape.
All right, and then I'd like them to do this, because the next couple years I want to redo this parking lot.
Almost lost a fuel truck in there.
So, but yeah.
The whole road's like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they were all the way up to Moore's Forks now. They redone the road, Route 11, and Ellenberg's all done, all the way down to the other side of the bridge here. They've all redone tarmac except for this section here. And even over by Kurt DeLong's, that sidewalks collapsed, those culverts clapped underneath the road. They haven't done nothing with it. I mean, one day the track trails are going to be going through there and they're going to fall in there. Because that culvert going across that road is all starting to rot. That's why we haven't done nothing with the sidewalk over there, waiting for them to fix the culverts. But the state doesn't have any money. But they keep spending down in New York City and Albany. They seem to forget us up here. So I'm pushing. I don't know if it's going to do any good, but we'll keep after them.
They got to be able to pay our friends coming in from Canada.
Well, that's the thing. Kathy wants to build some new apartments for him, so she can get some votes come next year or 2 years.
She'll do that after she closes the big prison.
Larry, it's 3 years from there.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Okay. We'll entertain a motion to close. Well, I guess we can't close. We got to finish the book. So.
We got to look at that stuff. Yeah.
You guys are free to hang around if you want. Thank you very much for attending.